Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to IG Petrochemicals Limited Q3 and 9M FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Bhandari, Chief Financial Officer of IG Petrochemicals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, friends and everyone. On this call, we are accompanied by SGA, our IR advisor. I hope that everyone was able to review our financial results and investor presentation, which were uploaded to Stock Exchange on our company website. After providing a quick overview of the recent industry development, we will proceed to the operational and financial highlights for the 9 months as well as the quarter ended December. During the past few quarters, we have seen the erratic demand of key chemicals. That was the focal point for across the board for all chemicals. Because of this, the growth momentum of many chemical producers has been hindered, as the end user industry has been holding back their purchases to the certain level. The demand recovery in China is occurring at a modest pace. Overall liquidation is still slow, especially in Europe. Destocking of the key commodities and essential chemicals have put some pressure on those chemicals and spun out over last few quarters. In contrast, the demand of the phthalic anhydride was less affected, especially in domestic market. Although the spread of the PAN and the OX were affected, as the price of the PAN has not increased in tandem with the orthoxylene prices during that period. The Red Sea crisis has further prolonged the transit time for the goods and heightened the freight cost. The cumulative impact of these factors has impacted the performance during the Q2 as well as the Q3 of FY24 and has replaced the overall realization of phthalic and malic anhydride. There are few manufacturers in the world which supply the phthalic anhydride. IGPL is one of the largest producers in India, second largest manufacturer in the world. We wanted to highlight that phthalic anhydride is an exclusive imported chemical which is consumed by a wide spectrum of industries, where the demand is either stable or growing. Despite temporary holding back from few selected end-user customers, our company has reported a steady performance on year-to-year basis, especially in terms of the revenue front. In terms of the PA-5 unit, we are delighted to announce that we have commenced our long-awaited the PA phthalic anhydride PA-5 plant at our existing facility at Taloja, in line with our scheduled timeline. We were supposed to start before March 24, and we are happy to announce that we have declared the commercial production of the same on 12th of the Feb in current week, where we have expanded our overall capacity to phthalic anhydride to 275 milligrams. 1,000 and 1,000 for the benzoic acid. As of now, our four key products portfolio, phthalic, malic, benzoic acid, and the DEP. Post P5, our overall capacity will reach a new apex and will add incremental revenue of roughly around 500 crore for a full financial year FY24-25. We now have 5 units of manufacturing facility of phthalic at Taloja. The plant is managed by a highly skilled workforce and adhered to the all required protocols to meet high quality standards. Globally, the phthalic anhydride market is projected to be, in domestic market, is projected to be between the 450,000 to 480,000, and it's annually growing between 5 to 6%. Moreover, the utilization of phthalic anhydride has witnessed substantial growth in last year, attributed to versatile application both as a raw material and intermediary across the majority of downstream chemical users. In terms of plasticizer, we are actively pursuing the addition of new products, downstream product in our plasticizer category to our product portfolio. We will be investing nearly around 165 crore for that new capex which we have announced. It is expected to be completed post receipt of all the approvals between 15 to 18 months. It is important to note that the project will consume around 30 to 35,000 tons of the phthalic. So it's basically 50%, more than 50% of the phthalic which is produced by the new plant will be used for the downstream plasticizers project. As a part of company de-risk and diversification strategy, we wanted to expand our downstream derivative products and aspire to enhance our footprint in Indian and domestic market, which will further improve our operating leverage and boost our profitability. The expansion could increase the revenue pie of non-ferric business. As on date, the company has very strong balance sheet and world best-in-class working capital facility with number of days of between 10-20 days. Post expansion, we are expecting a healthy cash flow from our business, which will further strengthen our company foundation. In terms of operational highlight, the company revenue stands at around 495 crore. Non-phthalic business sales was around 46 crore, which includes the maleic, benzoic acid, DEP, and other income. Export contributed around 16% of the phthalic business. EBITDA for the quarter was compressed mainly due to the nil or negative spread as well as the inventory losses during the quarter. The spread was recovered in the month of January. We have observed sharp decline in the prices of OX minus PA minus OX from October to November, when the customer preferred to wait till the price of PA settle and destock their existing inventory, which one side impact the overall demand in the market and other side expose the company to the inventory losses on the higher quantity of inventory. The spread between the OX and PAN in the international market reduced to the nil to negative due to the global slowdown, which has impacted the overall demand from our existing pigment coating in the PAN, who supply their product to the European Chinese market due to major slowdown in European and Chinese markets. IGPL has a term loan in Euro, and because of that, we have provided 5.5 crore on account of employment provision because of the depreciation of rupee against the Euro and dollar. That has also been accounted in our system. So basically, from 25 crore of inventory and 5 crore of M2M, around 26 crore has been provided. Therefore, we have reported a net loss of 15.2 crore for Q3 FY24. Slowdown in China resulting export of PAN to the domestic market, in addition to the historical players like Taiwan, Korea, and Russia. Ongoing Red Sea crisis has also affected the ocean disruption, has escalated the freights, which has halted the free movement of exports, has also led to supply destruction. Freight rate has gone up from $60 to $250, generally for the export of cargo to UAE. For the 9 months, total revenue was 1566 crore. Non-phthalic income was around 129 crore. EBITDA was 100 crore. And the margin of EBITDA for 9 months was 6.4%. And profit after tax was around 30% for 9 months. With this, I would like to conclude the presentation and open the floor for future question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Anvil Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I have a few questions to ask.
Yeah.
Sir, first is on the sales volume for this quarter. I think last quarter we were at 47,000-48,000 tons. So how are the volumes this quarter?
It is similar to the last quarter.
Okay. And you also mentioned in your opening remarks that there were some inventory losses during the quarter. So
if you can
just quantify that number.
So the inventory losses was generally when there is a sharp decline into the raw material as well as final product. So you need to account for the inventory loss. Generally, it is adjusted inside the cost of raw material as well as change in inventory. For the quarter ended December, the inventory loss was around 21 crore, which we have put separately in our presentation, as well as 4 to 5 crore was on account of M2M, which is the non-cash item you need to provide it.
Got it, sir. And if you can just break it down, the revenues from maleic, benzoic acid and plasticizers in Q3 as well as for 9 months FY24. Like, I think you mentioned some 49 crores of revenue from non-plasticizer business in Q3 and 129 crores for 9 months. If you can just break it down.
It's a split, 50-50, is a split between the DEP and the maleic anhydride and benzoic acid. And balance is the phthalic anhydride.
Got it. Sir, regarding the pricing of PA, so how was the realization for PA and MA during this quarter and how they are currently looking on?
So the realization was actually on a very lower side compared to, you can say, the Thalix and international market. The margins were around negative to around $5-$10. During the current quarter, it has improved to around $100-$150. But the last quarter was a very difficult one because one side, the prices have gone down. There were some challenges in terms of the downstream segment, as well as the prices of Maliq was also historically, which is 20% higher than Thalix. For the last 6-9 months, it is 10%-15% lower than Thalix. And along with that, it has added to the inventory loss. So basically, you can say on overall market basis, the margin was good. But IG, because of the operational efficiency and the Maliq and the other byproducts, we are able to just break it even. If you remove the inventory losses and M2M charges, you will have around 5-10 crore of PAT.
Got it. So suffice to assume that last quarter, the margins were negative on the Thalix side, which is currently trending at around $100-$150, right?
Correct. Not negative. Negative, you cannot say negative. It was nil in the international market. So you are making some extras, which is covering your operating cost.
Got it. And have Maliq anhydride prices also improved along with the improvement in the spreads of PA, or they are at a similar level?
It is more or less stable. Compared to the last quarter, it is up by 5%-7%.
Okay. Okay. So second question is on the operating cost of our new Thalix plant. So I think if we see the current four plants, our blended level of operating cost, fixed plus variable, comes close to around $150-$160. So do we see any improvement in?
Yeah, there will be improvement around $10-$15 because all the fixed infrastructure like power, steel, the manpower, everything will remain more or less same. So that will be divided between the five plants compared to the four plants. You will see a saving of around $10-$15 per ton in terms of conversion cost.
Got it. And sir, last question before I join back. If you can just share your views on the demand for Thalix going to the paints and plasticizer segment, how much of both these segments currently consumes how much of Thalix India? Because you mentioned that the Indian market is close to 450,000.
Typically, if you look at the plasticizer and the paints, it comprises around 35%-40%, both put together, of total Thalix market.
Okay. Of 450,000 tons, 35%-40% goes to paints and plasticizers.
Correct.
And sir, have we seen any recovery in terms of the offtake of Thalix from the specialty chemical players? Because that is also one of the segments.
Specialty chemical is growing well. In fact, paint is also steadily growing. But the challenge we are facing sometimes in plasticizer and sometimes in CPC and the coating side. Otherwise, specialty chemical and UPR, it is growing continuously.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, sir, and wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Khetan from SMIFS Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question was onto the inventory losses. Sir, you mentioned that figure is 21 crore.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard it right. It's there in the presentation also.
And sir, onto the spread, you have said that the spread has improved to $100 currently. So this spread improvement is largely because of the decline in Thalix prices?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Sir, this improvement in spread, so this is largely because of the decline in OX prices?
I think I will put it in that way, that earlier when the PA prices have gone down, then OX prices have remained more or less same. So there is a compression in the overall margin. Now, the OX prices have remained same because of the ongoing demand, which we have seen the recovery. The PA prices have improved. So the margin has improved. Earlier, it has depressed because the OX prices remained same, PA prices were depressed. Now, OX prices have improved slightly, but PA prices, in compared to the OX prices, have gone up sharply because of the continuous demand from the downstream segment. It's about the size.
Okay. So PA prices have actually gone up. Okay. So sir, with the recent rise in the crude prices, again, now we have started to see crude prices rising. So these OX prices might not really have that level. So they will also start to go up.
Generally, there is.
Demand from the crude side that remains subdued, right?
I understand that, but generally what happened is when the crude prices go up, there are late lag impact on the OX and then it is on PA. So it's generally 15 to 30 days lag effect, which will be there. Then generally directionally, it's a directionally when the crude prices go up, OX price go up and accordingly PA price also go up. So when the crude price go up, it doesn't go immediately, probably by 1.5 months you can see the impact on both OX and PA.
Okay. And
one more thing I need to clarify. When the price go down,
Pansal would be largely used for this advanced plasticizer, or we would be selling to all the like PA end user itself?
I think advanced plasticizer include a lot of plasticizers, and it goes into various industries, cables, marbles, and different industries. The plasticizer is a variety of plasticizer which will be used in various industries.
Okay. So that CAPEX is now complete for this PA5 unit. So now the new CAPEX would be into the plasticizer side only?
New CAPEX is going to be for plasticizer, which is not exactly in the adjoining to the existing area. Not in the same compound, but just outside the compound.
Okay. And so what would be the CAPEX and the capacity that we are planning for this? So
capacity we are planning up to say 1 lakh ton. Initially it will be X, then it is going raising up to the 1 lakh ton. And CAPEX we are planning without taxation and IDC is around 165 crore.
165 crore.
Okay. Approximate, when we get that final report, then it may come to, but approximately 165 crore.
Okay. And then, manganese prices that we mentioned that are still manganese prices lower as compared to 10. So, like, are we still witnessing higher imports of China because there was a flooding of inventory, so now they are dumping into India? That is true, or you see, like,
we have seen the import typically, which was around 1 lakh to 1,20,000 ton around 1 year back. It has gone down to now around 40 to 50,000 ton because we have seen that other players have started. So overall import has gone down. And China is not as such because right now the other guys from the Taiwan, Korea, and not specifically China, everybody, when we are talking about 50,000 ton, I think China is number third or fourth in terms of overall import.
Sorry, can you repeat your question? Any specific reason why there is a global inventory build up into the manganese business and not into the thalicanated business?
I think China, because they have the ban on the single-use plastics, so they have put up a lot of capacity between 1.5 to 2 million tons for malic, which they are going to use it for probably into medium to PDAT to PBT, effective from Jan 2025. Till that, I think malic is expected to be basically margin under the control because there will be oversupply in the market.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hardik Gori from Alpha Plus Capital Associates. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Could you provide the volume number for each segment over the past 9 months along with the corresponding volume?
We generally don't provide the number. Generally we operate, it's very clear, we generally don't give the exact quantity. We operate around 90 to 91% of our capacity and we have a similar volume for 9 months to 9 months as well as the last quarter to corresponding previous quarter. It's the same, almost same.
Understood. And when will the production of phthalic anhydride at Taloja stabilize and how soon can we maximize the utilization of the enhanced capacity?
I think it has already started producing from April onwards, you can assume that it will be operating at between 80 to 90%. For full year production, you can take 80 to 90% of the capacity.
All right. That's great. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I wanted to know what kind of IRR do we expect on this plasticizer plant?
So, let me tell you the brief how it will happen. The plasticizer, we are expecting the revenue between 900 to 1000 crore. And expected profit is expected to be between 5 to 7%. Suppose if it is a 1000 crore revenue and say 7% or 6% is profit. So on an investment of 165 or 170 crore, it is, you are making around 60 to 70 crore of 50 to 60 crore of PAT. So the IRR is expected more than 20%.
Okay, I'm sure this will be based on the current prices because the PVC prices are around. And the plasticizer prices are down, so if the...
I think plasticizer typically average profit is 5 to 6%. On the higher side, it is 10 to 12%. And we will have an advantage because of Thalic is in-house. So the cost of Thalic, transportation, the packaging, conversion into flex will be saved. So that will be translated to slightly higher margins for the plasticizer.
Okay, sir, so this will be on the conservative side, 5 to 7%, and it will go higher based on realization as well as our in-house efficiency, right?
Correct. It can go higher, and there are inherent advantage of using our own raw material. Around 30 to 40% of raw material will be used, like Thalic will be used, 30 to 35,000 tons post-operational commissioning of production at plus size.
Okay. Sir, can you just provide me a guidance where you see the PAN as well as the man Malik as well as Thalic market going forward? Because I wanted to bring your understanding where you are seeing and how can margins move forward for FY24.
So generally we don't comment on the future, but in terms of the growth, we believe that now Thalic is used in the various industries like paint, plasticizers, and the PVC was historical. Now it is used in the UPR, especially chemical, agrochemical, and a lot of new segments has opened up. As India grow their business and economy and getting into new areas of specialty chemical, most of the chemical and chemistry require Thalic. So we are sure about the momentum and the growth in the Thalic business. For Malic business, we are around 8 to 10% of production. Indian demand is 80 to 90% in India is imported. So it continued to grow because Malic is the start of the entire group chemistry. It goes to BDO, PBAT, PBT, which India has, nobody has even come up with that. So once there is a sufficient availability of Malic, then you will be able to access the actual demand. Right now, everybody is buying the downstream product directly from the market. But still, it is growing at a healthy rate. And once there is a supply of Malic, then you will know the actual potential demand of the Malic.
Okay. And sir, did you say that the margins are around $100 to $150 for Thalic? Is it for
So I think it's not correct to talk about the margin for a particular quarter. It's better to look at average because the margin move between $100 to $300 to $400. And in extreme case, it goes to $0 to $50, and in extreme case, and that's why it goes to $350 to $400. It's better to take for yearly, next 5 year average, take it between $150 to $200.
As Mr. Madhu's line has got disconnected, I would like to take the next question.
Yeah.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on advanced commissioning of the PA plant.
Thank you.
Sir, with this commissioning and with now 220,000 is the capacity of Thalic Anhydride, where do we stand? Are we the largest producer at the global level?
So we are the second largest producer in the world. We are the second largest producer in the world. If you are talking about the largest producer of single location, we are number one. Because other companies have six, seven plants in different locations, which is number one. But even after commissioning of that, we continue to remain number second.
Oh, even after completing. Okay, fair enough. Now, the second question is, you have already given ki, this additional PF5 plant will generate around 550 crores based on the current prices of plant?
Around 500 crores.
Around 500, okay. Now,
when I'm saying PA, it includes PA, malic anhydride and benzoic acid all put together.
All put together. Okay. So, to the previous questioner, you said that you are expected to ramp up this, over total capacity to 80 to 90%, you are saying. So, this PA plant is also expected to ramp up to, let's say, 60 to 70% in FY25?
Yes.
Okay. So, next question is, you had mentioned in the earlier calls, it is no more works economically to put up a greenfield plant for Thalic.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the existing plants that we have around 5 numbers, is there any possibility to do the debottlenecking and increase the capacity?
I think we already have that 5 plants in place. And there are chances to go into the better into the downstream rather than debottlenecking, because the cost and expenses of the debottlenecking is very high. It's better to set up the new plant. Actually, for the brownfield, it's cheaper. For greenfield, it costs you around 700 for the similar capacity. 600 to 700.
Okay, since it is very costly affair, so you may not look in for this debottlenecking as of now.
Right now, I think all the plants at current location are optimally utilized if you are operating at around 90 to 91% capacity, which is the case for last 10 years average.
No, sir, you are already optimally using, that is no doubt.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is there any possibility to increase the capacity by,
No, actually, even if there is, it is a costly affair. That is what I'm saying is the chances to debottleneck into the other like DEP and other pesticides are better than looking at the phthalic for the bottom.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, with the commissioning, is it possible to give some figures for the interest and depreciation cost for 24 and FY25 also?
So I think the depreciation right now, which is being charged in the P&L, is around expected to be increased by 25 to 30% for the year. Right now we are between 45 to 50, so it will be increased by 12 to 15 crore for the depreciation. Interest right now is coming around 6 to 7 crore per quarter, and it may go up to 9 crore or 9.5 crore to 10 crore, but since we have the liquid investment which is generating the around 6 to 7 crore, so net interest income will be hardly anything, because today we are having a 7 crore of interest and 7 crore of other income.
Okay.
So it is, right now it is nil. Probably post PA 5, you will see 2 to 3 crore in addition to the other income.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Sir, my next question is regarding the plasticizer. You have already mentioned, it is expected to generate around 900 to 1000 crores.
Let me correct it, because standalone plasticizer is generated 900 to 1000 crore, but since the raw material is used as a phthalic, so that will be net off in consolidation. So net income generated will be 500 crore to 600 crore, depends on. If I am saying 900 to 1000 crore, which I consolidate because everything is part of IG. In raw material, suppose 300 crore or 400 crore IG, so consolidated level it will be addition of 500. Today the revenue is 2,200 to 2,300 crore. With PA5 it is 2,700 to 2,800 crore. With plasticizer it will be around 3,200 to 3,300 crore, because the phthalic will be net off.
Perfect. You are right, sir. Sir, my question is, have we got the approval for this adjoining plot already?
Approval? There are multiple approvals required. Most of the approvals are in place.
Including the environmental approval, which takes normally very long time.
And we are saying that it will be operational before September 25.
September 25. Okay. So, any inkling you can give us how much time it would take to ramp up to the full capacity?
In 2 to 3 months. Post-commissioning.
The plasticizer, sir?
Plasticizer will take 3 to 6 months. Phthalic, we are used to do that. But plasticizer, let's take 2 to 3 months. You can say in 26, 27, you will be able to see the full capacity utilization up to optimum.
Oh, very good, sir. Nice to know that. So my last question is, sir, in the previous quarter, that is Q3, you said the xylene prices, arthoxylene prices went up, whereas the phthalic prices did not go.
No, I think in Q2, the PA prices gone down, phthalic prices remain same. In Q3, phthalic prices have gone up slightly, but because of the already done the de-stocking, as well as the continuous buying, so the phthalic prices, December it remains same, but January we have seen the slight improvement in the phthalic prices. So overall margin has improved to around 100 to 150 dollars.
Okay, but other than, you know, using it for manufacturing phthalic, is there anywhere this arthoxylene is used?
I think in globally 95 to 96% or so xylene is used for the phthalic. 4 to 5% it goes into different chemistries in very small quantity.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prolin Nandu, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi Pramodji.
Hi.
Good to hear you on the call. So, few questions from my side. Let's say at around $100, $150 and $200 of spread, what are the different ranges of margins that we earn? Is it fair to assume 10, 15 and 20%? Everything else being equal?
I think it's not right for me to directly comment on the margin, but I will give you the broad picture. Typically, whatever is the market margin, IG will have around $100 to $120 higher than that. And based on that, if you calculate it, so at EBITDA level, you should have around 15% average. When the margin is around 150 to 200, you will have EBITDA level around 15%.
Okay, so when the margins, when the spreads are 150 to 200, EBITDA level 15-16%, right, sir?
Correct.
Okay, right. And can you also explain that what you were saying was that historically, malic acid have traded at a premium to phthalic acid, but now it is trading at a discount. And you expect this to continue for entire FY25 as well?
So I will not like to comment because it will all depend upon if there is a oversupply in the market which has happened because of China, up to what extent it remains. But for us, the malic anhydride is the which we are recovering from the wash water is directly translated, income translated to EBITDA.
Right now,
it has improved, but still it is 10 to 15% lower than phthalic. We expect in long run, it has to be 10 to 15% higher than phthalic.
Okay. And that will depend on how soon that long run comes will depend on how much.
I think we need to wait probably for next 3 to 6 months to see how the market behaves.
All right, sir. And now, what are the spreads on plasticizer, sir? Like say, $150 to $200 is an average spread on phthalic. What are the spreads on plasticizer?
Plasticizer spread, because plasticizer is not one or two plasticizers, it's a combination of various plasticizers. So every plasticizer have different economics. Somewhere they use phthalic, somewhere they use alcohol, somewhere they use terephthalic acid. So different raw material is required. So on gross basis, on all plasticizers put together, your EBITDA is between 10 to 12% or 15% depend upon what your phthalic prices are in terms of transfer, and net profit margin is between 5 to 10%.
Right. But the spreads would be higher than what we make in phthalic, right? I mean, and in on a dollar per ton basis?
I think you need to look at from point of view, whatever you are making on phthalic, on plasticizers you are making over and above that.
Understood. No, sir, why I was asking you this question is that because we are going to use phthalic, which is already in-house production, right?
Yeah.
So the other way to put at it is this is like this, that let's say if we are using $165 to expand either in some brownfield capacity of phthalic acid, what are the kind of IRRs that we would be making, right? I mean, I understand that
I understood your question. I think you need to understand that in plasticizer, the asset turnover ratio is around 5 to 6 times.
You're investing 150 to 160. Your revenue is around 900 to 1000 crore. On 900 and 1000 crore, you are making, suppose, 5%. So you are making 50%. Your payback period is less than 4 years. So it is not the absolute margin. It is the actual payback is different because it is on the revenue you are making the money. And that also depends upon the price at which you are transferring the phthalic. If you are transferring the phthalic at export price, domestic price at cost, that will also affect your plasticizer margin.
Fair point. I understood, sir. So basically, ROC for plasticizer would be much, much higher than for our core phthalic business.
It's because of asset turnover ratio.
Because of asset turn. Exactly. Because of asset turn. Cool. Thanks a lot, sir. That's it from my side and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Vekaria from Budrani Group. Please go ahead.
Sir.
Yeah.
I just wanted to understand in terms of, first is the turnover that you have done. So can you give the breakup of Thalic MA and BA in the turnover for quarter?
So I told you that already, that the overall, the non-Thalic we have already given in the presentation. Non-phthalic revenue, which is split between DEP, plasticizer, and MA equally. And for phthalic, I think generally we are making 90% of 92% revenue. 90% revenue is on account of phthalic.
Okay, sir. In Q3, you said there were negative spreads. How do you?
When I'm saying negative spread, it is in the market. The spread was between you can say the -$10 to +$10.
What is attributed to this spread, negative spread?
Multiple reasons. There is a challenges in the downstream segment, which is the CPC coating. They are supplying their product to the European market. There was challenge. There was a challenge in the Chinese side because some of the guys and downstream are selling it to China because there was a slowdown in China. Second, a lot of guys who are doing the export, there are a challenge in terms of the Red Sea issue where the freight cost has gone up from $50-$60 to around $200 to $250. And overall demand, when it goes down, you try to export. But on export side, you have the other challenge of the freight cost. So that all put together. And that is the domestic challenge. Then international challenge, when you see the overall margin in the international market because of the demand supply has gone down, so it also affects domestic. Domestic, you are not insulated from international market. You are making what is the available in the international market over and above that because of your operational efficiency and the other products. So all three factors put together has compressed that margin. And lastly, the most, I think margin is the one part. Still you can manage. But what happened is there was so sharp correction in the OX and the phthalic prices that everybody who maintains the inventory has to face the inventory losses. So we actually, if you look at the total profitability, we lost 21 crore on the inventory loss and 4 crore or 5 crore on M2M Forex. So 26 crore has lost, which has nothing to do with the market.
Okay. Sir, so two things. Sir, what are the current spread and sir, how is the inventory placed now?
Inventory, I think inventory we always keep between 10 to 15 days. So inventory is not something which is abnormally high or abnormally low. We always keep 10 to 15 days inventory. The challenge is when the correction is so sharp, within a month if it goes down by 10, 15, 20%, then the end user customer is in a wait and watch mode. They are saying let the price settle, then we will buy. And when it started to go up, then suddenly you will get the 2x of the order. So it is the phenomenon which is happening every 3-4 years. In last 20 years, we have seen 5-6 incidents which didn't happen.
Sir, in Q4, what are the spreads moving right now? Sir, right now, what is the spread levels?
So international spread has improved and right now it is between, say, 70, 80 to 100, 120, 130. Because it moved different for the different periods. Then first 15 days, last 15 days and Feb, it moved range around $10-$100 plus minus 20%.
Okay. Sir, and sir, on the plasticizer unit, is there a cost plus markup or there also you have spread? I mean, how do you calculate the margins?
So margin we are calculating that like if what is the phthalic average selling price that we take as a cost, that we will take as a cost and then we calculate the spread for the plus price.
So, So you would mark up and then sell plasticizer?
100%, because phthalic margin should not be translated to the plasticizer margin.
Okay, okay. So here, sir, in case of the way it happens in phthalic business, similar would not be the case in plasticizer, right? Irrespective, you will make money in this plasticizer plant.
Plasticizer is a separate demand-supply equation in rapid margin. There are various types of plasticizers, and apart from phthalic, there are 60% other raw material being used. So all that raw material and the selling price will determine the margin. You will only get the advantage because phthalic is in-house. There is no transportation, packing or flaking is involved, because you will be directly supply phthalic liquid portion to your plasticizer plant. To that extent, we get the advantage.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lohit Reddy from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Reddy.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So my question is with respect to the domestic fan supply. So we see that the major domestic players are increasing in capex at the same time. So do we? Is there a chance we might for an excess supply situation, and can there be a rising war?
I think there are two ways to look at that. So IG has added, while the market continue to grow between 6 to 7%, but if all players capacity coming at same time, which I believe is still there is a gap of 1-1.5 years, it will take around 9 months to 15 months for the market to absorb, and then accordingly it will be decided. Till that time, I think all the players need to export certain extent, but right now also IG is exporting around 15 to 20%, and we continue to export. And I have a different take, because in next 15 to 18 months when we start our plasticizer, then I think more than 50% of the phthalic of the new unit will go into the plasticizer. So hardly anything is available in the market. So you will see the equilibrium in the market in next probably 12 to 15 months.
Okay, so yeah, thank you. My next question is on like, how are domestic the pan suppliers placed with respect to the Chinese players in terms of pricing? Like, I believe anti-dumping duty must be helping to curb imports to a certain extent. But how, when we are exporting, how are Indian players like, if you want to gain market share, how are they placed compared to?
No, I'm not understood. What is your question?
Hi, like with respect to domestic pan suppliers. How are we placed in terms of pricing with respect to the Chinese competitors?
So in terms of pricing, I think we are the most competitive in terms of the pricing. I think we can compete anywhere, because we are the one of the lowest cost producers. The question comes is, do we want it to compete? Because if they need to export, they need to incur the freight, transportation, forex, insurance and duty.
Right.
So domestic players, while supplying to domestic market, will always be in advantageous position. When we export, then you need to be very, very competitive, because they are also exporting from their countries to Middle East and Europe, and you are also exporting. And we can sense that we are very competitive. Very competitive even when we are selling it to the Middle East. Here we need to compete with these guys. In domestic, there is no as such, because their costing is very high compared to us. But even in international market, we are very competitive.
Got it, sir. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rati from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My call got disconnected. Sir, I wanted to know, we were going to start bioethanol, compressed biogas. We had invested a few quarters back, so I just wanted to know what the status of that.
So that is still under the evaluation stage, where we are evaluating project report and all that. We are evaluating not actually ethanol is not part of that, but biogas and CPG, which is in the exploratory, where we have mentioned that we are looking at various opportunities in terms of the green side of the business. So that is under exploratory stage. As and when it is cleared by the board, we form up the plan, we always come up. Like last quarter, we have form up the plan about plasticizer, we have already declared that.
Okay. And then my next question is, just we have guided that 30% of our revenue to come from non-fan by FY26.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this plasticizer plant will be included in that, or just
yeah, because
Plasticizer will include around 1,000 crore revenue. 200 crore will be Magic, Benzoic and others. So on your 3,300 crore, 1,200 crore will be the revenue from other streams.
Okay, but sir, you are saying that the full impact for the plasticizer will come in FY27.
So no, plasticizer, 26-27. Because it will be planning to be started somewhere in September 2025.
Okay. So no, that will go, the 30% diversification will go to FY27, right?
Actually, effectively, when you start the plant, diversification is done by the end of March 2026. But the effect of the same in the revenue will be visible once you look at the full year.
Okay. And sir, just my final question. Sir, with these Chinese single-use van plastic coming in FY25, so do we see like by maybe first or second quarter or FY25, these Chinese imports to go down drastically?
I think Chinese are not the biggest exporter to Indian market. If you look at the last two quarters also, Chinese is not even top three.
Okay.
And India is importing because still there are deficit, because if we do export and other players do export, you will find there is a deficit in Indian market. To that extent, import will remain. Because import typically, which was 10,000 to 12,000, 120 to 150, now has gone down to around 40 to 50 per year. So it's already half.
Okay. Sir, that answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Bhandari for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. So thank you very much for joining this call and running today. If you have any questions, please contact SGA or investor advisor, or you can send us a mail. Thank you very much. Bye.
On behalf of IG Petrochemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.